As Halloween turns into All Saints Day, 'tis a season to wonder if King Herod is a tragically misunderstood chap who's had a bum rap all these years. Because if last night some kid somehow circumvented the security doors to my block of flats and came begging for candy, then I'll only give you even odds that I'm not currently in jail for trying to reenact the massacre of the innocents. Socialist-style scrounging for treats without doing anything to earn them does have its place in civilized life. Christmas wouldn't be the pleasurable holocaust of gluttony, alcohol poisoning and festering resentment it is without younglings intriguing for toys. And every year you promise once more that next year you'll avoid the ones that cleave a hungover skull with piercing shrieks, demand a master's degree in engineering and English as a fifth language to assemble, or chew through AAA batteries faster than Uncle William managed to polish off the good booze you thought you'd hidden. Then a week later, you'd do it all over again to ring in the new year. The one you hope that will be better than the one just passed, but just in case, you might as well greet it utterly stinky-faced. Next comes Easter, where you patiently explain that the Easter Bunny died for the sins of the confectionery industry. The rites of passage roll on through life. The 21st birthday where you hope that maturity has finally arrived. The ancient rite of marriage, and the new tradition of checking Trade Me the next morning to see whose waffle iron the happy couple decided to keep. Births, where you revel in the sweet mystery of how anything that looks like an incontinent, leather-lunged Winston Churchill mini-me can be the most adorable creature in creation. And birthdays without number, where we learn the essential skill of tactfully masking our disappointment at Nana's unmovable belief that you really do need enough socks and underwear to clad a small city. But Halloween? Halloween I don't get. It's not a holiday based in the rhythms of community or family life. Instead, complete strangers knock on your door asking for treats. Anzac Day and Waitangi Day are holidays that mark milestones in our history, even if they're little more than days off for most of us. And while I'm parked in front of a television watching crappy remakes of old slasher films that were pretty terrible to begin with, I'm not sharing my sugar stash with anyone. And if you don't like that, boo humbug.